This call may be recorded.
Hello?
Hey, Dustin.
Hey.
I listened through our phone call recordings from the past week. Have you?
No. Sorry.
Oh, you don't have to. Did you ever go back through the ones where you told me that you hadn't been to restaurants, and then you changed it to you had but not Tasty's, and then you changed it to Tasty's but not when I said it was, and all that?
I really don't know what to say to you. I didn't do that.
No, I was asking if you listened to the phone calls.
There are no phone calls where I said that I went to some place other than Tasty's and then changed it to Tasty's.
Well, you actually just now just changed it. I never said that you said that you went to a place other than Tasty's. But
yes, you did. You just said that on this phone call.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I said that you initially said that you hadn't been to any restaurants. And then you said that you had, but not Tasty's. And then you said, yes, Tasty's, but not the time I was saying it was. But my point is not is what I'm saying right now an exact quote of what you said, because obviously it's not. I'm not even speaking in first person. My question was whether you did what you told me you would do, which you told me that you would go back and listen to those recordings.
I think I did that earlier on, but I...
Well, no, because I asked you further down in it, and you said that you hadn't yet, but you said that you would. So, if you didn't do it in the last couple of days, then you didn't do it.
Okay. Well, I have listened to some phone calls. I don't recall which ones.
Yeah, but not specifically the one that you know I'm referring to.
I don't know which one you're referring
to. The one where I first asked you. Yeah, where I first asked you, and you were like, what date? And I was like, I don't know, but it says, and I read you the date that it registered, and then you kept going, I couldn't have gone on that date. You're accusing me of going on a date I couldn't have possibly gone because I was at work. You know, there's only one phone call where I first brought that up to you. I'm just saying it sounds like you haven't listened to it, which is fine. It just doesn't need to be this difficult to say, no, I didn't listen to that one. I don't know,
but I would be happy.
I don't know why this is so difficult.
Because I've listened to phone calls, and I don't recall if I've listened to that one, but I'd be happy to listen to it again. Trying to give you accurate info.
Okay. It sounds like you didn't listen to it.
Then I'm sorry.
And it sounds like you didn't listen to them from this past week either. But anyways, in listening to our calls, I could tell that this is not therapeutically helpful to you, and it is not giving you any practice of what a functional relationship looks like, and it's very bad for me, and it's very, very, very bad for our children, and it seems to me like it's very bad for you. I don't notice that you've taken any steps since you got back from Honey Lake. To actually repent of not listening to the advice of our elders so that you could actually have people around you who you're going to be accountable to. It seems like you somehow, leveraged what you're saying, the psychologist at Honey Lake said, in order to come back into my life without having anybody to protect me and speak up for me. And that's not a dynamic that's actually safe for me. So I felt like that was kind of one of the contingencies that I was expressing to you as you were discharging, that I needed you to place yourself in accountability to other people who are in our real life, not just 1 hour a week, but real life people. And that's not happening because you're not repentant. And so I just don't see it working. But if you're about to like start working on stuff on your own and you think that you're at some point in the near future going to be ready to make those kinds of difficult admissions, you know, then maybe we could work something out where, like, instead of talking to each other directly, we have a third party that we go through for, like, the, you know, clerical stuff or day-to-day stuff or planning kind of stuff so that we're not interfacing like this on the phone or even by text, because I don't think that's healthy either. Or I was going over our last phone call, and there were probably three times that it really sounded like what you were wanting to have happen is you were wanting me to, like, present you with a divorce settlement offer that you could sign so that we could just be done with all the conflict and have it over with and move on with our lives, kind of. But it was, in some of the contexts, it sounded like that was definitely what you wanted. And in other contexts, it sounded more like that was kind of a rhetorical device that you were doing to accuse me of not having done it or something. So I wasn't completely clear on if you want that. Do you want that?
That's what you want.
I said, do you want that?
That's what you want.
I hear you blame shifting. I understand that you're not willing to answer. Yeah, you are. I'm trying to ask you if you want us to go ahead and do a settlement so that you can work on yourself without having all this conflict and drama and junk going on that you said is making it really stressful and difficult for you. It sounded
my entire life to be married to you. I have never not wanted to be married to you. I've never intended to not be married to you.
Okay, but you don't need to divert from my actual direct question, which is we're in the circumstance we're in right now. There were several times where you made it sound like you wanted me to bring a settlement to you.
I did not make it sound like that. I told you that if your intent is to divorce me, that I will agree to give you all of our assets and take all of our debt.
You don't need to change the subject. I'm asking you directly.
I'm not changing the subject.
You are.
I never asked you to
please divorce
me.
It's just a yes or no. It's a yes or no, okay? I understand that you don't want to give up having power and control over a woman who's willing to be your everything servant for the rest of your life. I get that. I don't need that explained to me.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hey.
Yeah, I do. It's not noble of you to want to stay married to me, Dustin. That's not impressive. That doesn't make you some special super husband hero here. That's non-impressive. It's predatory and disgusting. You don't get points for it. You're an abuser. But this is a difficult situation for an abuser because you're not having the type of power over me that you're used to having over me and need to have over me, and that's why this is not working. Because I'm not submitting to whatever
my
you want me to do.
Justin,
can you stop and just answer my question? I'm asking.
I've already answered your question.
No, you haven't. I'm saying, given
yes,
the
I have.
Circumstance.
I've already answered your question. The reason you're not accepting my answer is that
you want to be
done with this.
It's a yes or no. And
I've already answered your question.
No, you haven't. If you say
yes, I have.
The word yes
said,
or the word no.
And your response was, it's not noble of you to want to stay married to me. Well,
okay,
don't ask me if
you
don't
want
to know.
You never wanted anything besides to be married to me. But that's not specific to the situation that we're in right now this second. So when I talk about the situation we're in right now this second, you can answer yes or you can answer no. Otherwise,
I've given you a very colorful, emotionally accurate, calibrated response of my feelings towards us in a relationship. And I'm not going to eliminate it.
So that we can have a side conversation about
your feelings
about our
relationship. I can't understand you right now.
And then when you're done giving me all your feelings, I'll ask you the question I actually called to ask you, and you can tell me yes or no, okay? So let's have a side conversation now, Dustin. Tell me your feelings about our relationship.
I've already done that.
No, I want you to tell me. Because I wasn't listening. I was listening for a yes or a no, and I didn't hear it. So now I'm asking a completely unrelated question. This is, Dustin, tell me your feelings about our relationship.
I'm not going to do that. This is a recorded
phone
call.
I thought you really wanted to tell me your feelings about our relationship.
I already did.
That's funny, because you
can't. You've already articulated it back to me.
A completely different yes or no question.
In a way that
so
I did not appreciate
it
being
really
characterized,
important.
And I don't want to
I thought it was
open
really,
myself
really
up
to
that.
You.
Sort of vulnerability again, just to have my character characterized in the way that it was. It's not something that's healthy for me or good for either one of us.
Okay, so now that you don't feel like you need to tell me your feelings about our relationship, definitely
no,
I do that when
I did
ask
tell you that.
Question. No,
I
but don't do it anymore because it's clearly not something you actually want to tell me. Because that would be too much vulnerability.
You
don't want to do it. But this time when I ask you a yes or no question,
I did tell you
to do that. Because I've got a recording.
I'm not going to answer your question again.
Feelings about our relationship. You never did in the first place, and you know it. I'm asking you.
I'm not going to answer your question a second time. I'm not going to.
Well, how about answer it a first time, since I can go back and listen to the recording and still not have a yes or no.
I did do that.
Given the circumstance that we're in and what's happening between us and the fact, not the possibility, but the fact that I can't go on communicating with you. I'm going to have to stop being in contact with you, period, including pickups and drop-offs, including talking about our credit card payments, including everything 100%, I'm not going to be able to communicate with you at all. No more texts, no more phone calls, no more face-to-face. That's where we are. Given this circumstance and the stress it puts on you, do you want to just have a settlement that you can just sign and just be done with it all so that you can focus on working on yourself and how you need to change for you to be okay and for you to be able to organize your time and for you to be a good father? Is that what you want?
I answered that earlier.
I don't know what you said because it wasn't yes and it wasn't no. Is that what you want?
I already answered you earlier.
Justin, I can replay the recording 700 times and I still won't know if you said yes or no.
I didn't say yes or no.
Well, it's yes or no question. Like, it's not a question of what's your general posture towards me or how do you feel about marriage or what do you want in life. It's in the circumstance we're in. Do you want to sign a settlement?
I already answered.
What was it? You mean instead of saying yes or no, you told me your feelings and your desires? I don't understand. Why won't you answer me?
I did answer you.
You didn't, Duncan. You didn't. You said, my whole life, I've always wanted to be married to you. I want nothing but to be married to you. I
want you to be happy.
Okay, but that's not the question, Duncan. If I wanted to know if you want me to be happy, I would call and I would say, Duncan, do you want me to be happy? But I didn't call to ask you if you want me to be happy. I called to ask you if you want to sign a divorce settlement.
I want what I've always wanted. I want us to grow old together and for you to be happy. Like,
but do you want, right now, do you want to just sign a divorce settlement? That's not true. That's not true, Dustin.
I don't know what else to tell you about that.
You could say yes or you could say no.
Stop interrupting me. I've given you as much of my answer to that question as I can. I've given you as much of my heart, soul, that I can.
No.
And I can't be on the phone with you anymore because I'm dying. I want to support you in the best way that I possibly can, as the most devoted husband that I possibly can, and I have completely laid down everything that I can to give you what you want. And if what you want is out, then I will sign that.
Sorry, I actually didn't hear you very well just then. What'd you say?
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
The kids needed something. I think you were just trying to say something like, if it was what I wanted, then you'd be fine, right? Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh. Are you okay?
No. I said that I've been doing everything that I can to lay down my desires and wants, so that I can better serve you. And give you the life that you want to have. And if the best way for me to do that is to disappear, then I will sign your divorce thing.
I'm asking, is that what you want? Given the circumstance. I know, but given the circumstance, given that I'm going to call you out on it every time you blame Trish, given that I'm going to call you out on it every time you're not honest, given that I'm going to call you out on it every time you're emotionally blackmailing me, like, given that we're about to go no contact completely because I can't talk to you because of the way that you do those things,
given the situation, do you want to sign a divorce agreement?
I already answered that.
You didn't, Dustin.
That's not true.
Well, then answer it. Like, do you want... I don't know, Dustin. I don't know. I haven't heard you once. I've heard you do all kinds of things that feel really emotionally manipulative to me, which breaks my heart that you're still there, that you would still want to behave in that way and operate in that manner when I'm asking you a yes or no question. It breaks my heart that me asking you a question that's of such high importance, you would view as an opportunity to emotionally manipulate me yet again. Like, you know it's a yes or no question.
It's real?
Yeah, it's a real question, Dustin. Do you want to sign a divorce agreement now? It's a real question. And it is a yes or no question.
Ever asked you for a divorce?
I mean, I was going through our last phone call and it kind of seemed like that's what you were saying. There were several times you said, well, then, like, write up a settlement, bring it to me, and I'll sign it, even though I hadn't brought it up at all.
I give you what you want.
Dustin, it's a yes or no question. Do you want me to bring you a settlement now to sign?
I have never, ever, ever wanted anything but the
rest. Okay, but let's not talk about every point in history and every point in the future. I'm just saying right now at this moment. I'm not talking about have you ever, 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 ever. Right now, today.
What?
Is that what you want? I don't understand what you think you're accomplishing by being so obtuse. This is horrific. Would you do this with your subcontractors if they asked you a yes or no question? Would you do this to them? Would you refuse to say the word yes or say the word no? And go on a grandiose monologue about loving working with their company, and then when you finish your monologue, they're like, okay, but seriously, do you want us to do this tomorrow or not? You would say I already answered you and not just tell them yes or tell them no? I didn't know it would be this difficult. Can I try to simplify it by maybe adding another layer? Are you willing to answer that question with a yes or no today?
I already have, Aaron.
No, you haven't.
You haven't said yes. You haven't said no. And I feel stupid.
Phone call.
I feel really stupid asking for a yes or no over and over and over and over.
Please
so the question is, are you
the same question over and over? Please do not do that.
Are you willing? I know. I'm just wanting a yes or a no, and you haven't given me one. So the question is, are you willing to say the word yes or the word? Are you willing to say the word yes or no?
Why are you not accepting my answer? I can't understand you.
Because one of your long, beautiful explanations indicates a yes to me.
It's
and the other of your long, beautiful explanations
call it
indicates a no to me. I know, I'm just saying, you're asking like it's supposed to be crystal clear, and it's not. I listen to our phone recording over and over and over when I should be taking care of your children, trying to figure out if that's what you're telling me you need me to do. And I can listen to this phone conversation over and over and over and over, and I'm still not going to know if you're saying yes or no. Because one of your...
I've never once asked you for a divorce in our entire life.
You haven't asked me for a divorce in your entire life. So don't change it to a different question. One of your little things was all about how, if that's what I want, you would sign it to make me happy. Well, the other
one, that's the truth.
About how you've never wanted anything except to me. I know. You're saying all these true things, and I still don't have an answer to my question. So if it's I don't know, I need to kind of think about it.
I disagree that you don't have
an
answer to your question.
I don't, Dustin. You didn't answer. I don't know. If the answer is yes, you didn't. You didn't. You're trying to pretend that that's supposed to make me automatically know if a yes is in your heart or if a no is in your heart, and it doesn't. You're the only one who knows what you mean by that.
I don't know how to be more clear about my desire to tell
yes.
you what they are.
You could say the word no, and then it would be clear. And a yes would sound like this. Yes. And a no would sound like this. No. And I would hear whichever that word was, and I wouldn't get it confused with the other one, and I would know your answer. That's how you could be more clear.
That's more clear than telling you that I haven't ever and never have word.
That would be way
more
clear. Yeah, that would be way more clear.
Because what I said could possibly mean that I do want to divorce you.
Yeah. Because what you said, you already told me that.
Never wanting to divorce means that I do want to divorce.
Yeah, because you're not talking about the specific situation that we're in right now in this second. You're speaking generically. Hey, Dustin, guess what? Newsflash.
As far as I know, this moment exists from the
time
continuum of our life.
I've never wanted to divorce you, Dustin.
What?
But bam, I filed a petition, so there you go. Doesn't prove anything. I said, I've never wanted to divorce you. I have never wanted to divorce. No, it was out of my hands. Like, that's what you're not getting here, is that there's an element of wanting to be married to somebody that's out of your hands.
Well, I don't understand.
The situation is what it is. You can't change the situation. So you can say, I've never wanted anything but to be married to you, and I can say, I've never wanted anything but to be married to you, but that's a different question that you're answering, isn't it?
Oh, it's not.
Okay, why are we doing this? I mean,
I don't understand.
She wants me to say yes or no, but I'm going to try to prove that she's stupid and torturing me by trying to get a yes or a no. And that'll teach that bitch to never ask me for a yes or a no again. It'll probably get her kind of emotional, too, if I won't capitulate to her demands that I use the word yes or the word no. I can really spin this one up and make this into a 45-minute phone call instead of just saying one word that would take less than 1 second. I mean, really, what are you getting out of this? I don't understand. You want to make ridiculous claims like I'm doing whatever I can to make you happy, and you know that what would make me happy right now is if you would say the word yes or the word no. It's not believable that you would do anything to make me happy. It's not believable.
That's what I want, Erin. I want you to be happy.
Okay, so you're going to answer my question with a yes or a no. Is that what makes me happy? I called you today to let you know that after listening to our phone calls from the past week, I realized that the situation is not good for you and it's not good for me, so we need to stop communicating. So knowing that we've got a period of no contact coming up, do you want to sign a divorce settlement? Yes or no?
I don't know how to answer that, Erin. If you want it, then I will sign it. I do not want to be divorced, and I do not want to not be in contact, and I don't want any of this.
Okay, can you just answer my question, though? Do you want to sign a settlement?
No, Erin, I can't.
Okay.
I already answered it.
I'm just saying, that was the first time. You haven't said the word yes.
What?
You haven't said the word yes, but you did just say the word no, so I'm going to take that as your final answer. We're done. We're done with that question because you've answered it. Thank you. Yeah, you said no. That's fine. I was just making sure because I was worried after that last phone conversation, after I went back and listened to it, I was worried that you were really wanting that. And I was needing to know for sure one way or another if that was what you're wanting now. And specifically because you seem to have, like, all the different details of the various parts of the settlement, like, all worked out in your mind way past what I've, considered. So seems like you were going, like, you get the houses, I take the debt, you get the kids. Like, you were going down the list, like, naming all the factors, like you had a certain way in your mind that you wanted it to go.
That is how I want it to go if you're leaving me.
Yeah, it sounded like you had it all figured out. So I was just making sure
I do have it figured out. If that's what we're doing, that's what we're doing.
Is that what you want?
No.
Okay. That's all I called to ask.
I'm not going to be okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Something's bad's going down with Walt again. Did you call the hotline yesterday? Why?
I've been not doing very well.
What? stuff. Do you mean because you have depression? Do you want to tell me about it?
Like, I can't tell you anything that's in my brain without you hating me.
Yeah. Yeah.
you've been upset about some of the things I've said about you this week?
Don't like me, Aaron. Don't. This is different.
What?
It's not safe for me to talk to you, and it just hurts you too.
I love you. And I only ever want to be with you. And I think that you're amazing.
Please.
And I enjoy your company.
Please stop. This isn't working. This is not even true.
It's all true. Do I lie?
Aaron, I'm serious. You keep telling yourself that, and it's not true. You need to figure out what's really going on.
What?
You don't like my company.
I definitely do. You
don't even talk to me or text me.
I definitely do. I definitely don't like the things that you're doing that are...
You don't like any of the things that I do. You don't... Aaron... I wish it was different too, honey, but... I can't say anything to you that you don't internalize as abuse.
That's not internalization, Dustin. I'm able to recognize that you have done a lot of really bad sins against your family, and they've been going on for a long time. And when you're confronted with those, grieve having done them and repent of them, and work on your relationship with Christ and your relationship with your Christian brothers to be in a healthier place, to not let your heart go down that road in the future. That's not me internalizing anything. That's just the situation as you know it and as I know it.
That's not how I know it, Karen.
Yeah, it is, Dustin. It is. You know. You know.
No, I don't know.
Yes, you know. Yes, you know. You know. You know. You know. You know what you've done.
And I have repented.
You know. No, you haven't. You haven't.
This is what
you
I
haven't. Mean. You haven't, Dustin. If you had repented, then you would recognize that what everybody at our church was telling you all along was right. And you were just being rebellious. And you would recognize that if you had just listened to their counsel in the first place, you wouldn't have put our family through all this grief and all this expense. And you would go, back to those, and you would go back to those people and you would apologize to them and you would ask them to walk you through how to make it right. And you would ask them how you can set up yourself up for accountability in the future.
Already done that.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
What do you think I'm doing? Hey.
I think that you're... I think that you are trying to convince me that you've repented without actually apologizing and labeling your behavior as what it was, but while minimizing and denying and blame shifting.
I don't know how I can do that stuff more than I already have. I don't think that I can ever do it enough to make you like me again.
Were you worried that if you talked to the hotline, it would make you feel more depressed?
I hard to give you a calibrated answer.
Well, it's just you told me you would do that, and then you didn't do it. It's just confusing to me. And it really hurts me when you use this tagline of, I'm doing literally everything you ask me to do, when that's not been my experience at all. Has it been my experience that you're doing things that I ask you to do? It seems like you just came up with this idea that you were going to do everything I ask you to do so that you could blame me for the high interest rates we're paying instead of having to own that yourself. That's the only area in which I've seen you doing what I ask you to do. Is to say, oh, I could do it so much better, but I'm letting you do it. But if I ask you to call the hotline, you don't call the hotline. If I ask you to get your retainer back, you don't get your retainer back.
Suicidal, Aaron.
When? Yesterday?
All the time.
Well, they have a hotline for that, too.
Yeah, well, I don't need a hotline.
Sounds like you do. Have you talked to Aaron about this?
Who?
Have you talked to Aaron Bell about this?
No. On the verge of having to leave our church.
Why?
That I can have some sanity.
I thought you said that you went and apologized and asked how you could have accountability. You didn't go to Aaron with that?
No.
Well, if you had, that would be someone who you could call. That would be someone who you could call and say, my wife's asking me to call the domestic violence hotline, but I can't even do that because I don't even want to live right now. That's what accountability is, Dustin. It's having somebody who's there for you.
Well, he's not there for me.
He is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. That's someone who loves you. That's someone who loves you unconditionally. He's seen where you are, and he's seen what you've been through, and he's pointed you to Jesus at every turn. And all of his, practical advice would have saved you from heartache. I mean, that's absolutely somebody you can trust, and that's absolutely someone who has your best interests at heart.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he definitely does.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't even think I'm a Christian. This isn't going to help that. He doesn't get anything from that. It's the least.
Well, Dustin, you.
For me to.
Let's be honest. When you're in absolute rebellion and absolutely committed to continuing in your sin, you were. You absolutely were.
like, you can't say that that looks like the Holy Spirit at work. Sanctifying you, I mean, it doesn't. I would think that if he was watching that behavior, saying that that's consistent with the marks of the true believer, then you would have to question his judgment. Right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about absolute open rebellion to the word of God and the call of Christ. I mean, I think this is where there's a problem, you know?
What?
Like, you've not actually gone and apologized to him. Because in your own heart, you haven't admitted that he was right about every single thing. Which doesn't seem like you've actually repented. It doesn't seem like you're actually owning all of the time.
Every single thing.
I mean, yeah, he was. He was. He was. He didn't even do like CA and try to guess what was motivating you. Like just your actual actions.
I don't know.
I mean, can you name?
I would have been better off following his advice earlier on, but that doesn't mean that I think that he...
No. At every step, up to including today. Like, can you name one time he's given you the wrong advice?
I don't know. I just...
You can't.
I'm not really wanting to argue about it.
You can't.
I understand that you agree with him 100%. I understand that that puts us at odds with one another.
No, it doesn't, Dustin. This is somebody that God has put in your life to help you see truth when it's hard for you to see it yourself. This is somebody who loves you unconditionally, no matter what things that you've done.
I don't know.
It is, because you can't even name one time that he's given you bad advice. You're mad because you feel like he's part of the reason that you felt, I don't know, there'd be negative consequences on you, I guess, for the actions that you've taken. But that's not a reason to not trust somebody. That's somebody you want to lean into at a time like this. It's not a good idea to be seeking out people who are going to help you continue in sin without consequences.
I'm not.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing that he's done that's been wrong. There's nothing he's said that's been wrong. There's no advice he's given you that hasn't been sound. Like,
I don't agree with those statements. I think that he gave me some good advice, and I should have followed it.
Yeah, but you can't give any counter. You can't give any counter examples.
I'm a lot more interested in not existing at all than trying to argue about some third party.
I'm not trying to argue about a third party, Dustin. I'm trying to point you to Jesus. Jesus is your answer. Jesus has always been your answer for everything. Jesus, I'm not talking about Aaron. Jesus has blessed you beyond measure. You are a lucky, 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 lucky man. God's provision for you is all over this. Not most people, Christian or otherwise, not most people receive this kind of grace from the people around them. Not most people have a wife who sticks with them through the things that I've stuck with you through. Not most people have a church family who are going to continue to love someone who's thumbed their nose at them through as much as you've thumbed your nose at people through. Not most people get to stay in a nice house on the marsh without having to pay rent or utilities. God is providing a way for you, and it's right in front of you. You can do this. Your children can benefit from having an emotionally healthy father someday. And you do have a lot of people who love you a lot available to help you along the way. But you came back from Honey Lake Clinic thinking that your number one takeaway was that you need to isolate yourself from your support network. That's what everybody there said. I don't think that really works out that well in practice.
I think they were right.
I think that they were wrong. I think there might have been a little bit of miscommunication between you and them, wherein they thought that your church was angry at you and was trying to be mean to you and destroy your family and all that stuff that you were feeling when you went to Honey Lake. But if you love truth and you want to lean into the truth, and you want to know the truth. The truth is you're talking about people who love you and would not harm you.
They are harming me.
No, they're not. They're not. They'd be harming you by letting you continue in your sin, yeah, but they would never do that. They would never harm you. He does.
Yeah.
Would you really do anything for me?
Yes, please.
Would you be willing to do anything for me?
Yeah.
Can you write down exactly what Aaron said that you thought was wrong?
I mean, obviously, I didn't record those conversations, but I can tell you to send them out.
No, write them down.
I can write them down, yeah.
Would you be open to learning about how and why your behaviors can be categorized as abuse?
Say that again.
Would you be open to learning about how your behavior is abusive?
Yeah, of course.
From whom?
Licensed therapist. I feel like even if that's true, that I'm never gonna be able to do it, because if I could tell that it was abusive, I wouldn't be doing it now.
There's a, that, I mean, that was kind of why I wanted you to call the hotline, because they would have told you to go through a intervention program. But there's a specific intervention program that I would like for you to go through because it's Christian and it's online.
Okay.
Would you like me to send you information about it?
Yes, please.
It specifically says in there that if you say you're willing to go through the program, but you wouldn't be willing to set up a, what's it called, shepherding team of, I guess, men around you who are gonna basically be there to tell you what behaviors are okay and what behaviors aren't okay. And have your wife select a member of the shepherding team as her advocate. Then you're not ready for the program, and it probably wouldn't do you any good.
Okay.
And I feel like you kind of fall into that category. Like, oh, yeah, I'll pay the big money to go to the class. Oh, yeah, I'll go talk to the professionals. But no, people here in my own life, I'm not going to. Going to do that.
I don't know why you say that.
It just seems like that's been your posture for a while now. Like even Matt Boer, like he's a completely licensed professional. But you don't even want to talk to him. Like you want to control this micro environment where we only speak to a person who's completely isolated from knowing your whole situation.
Well, the entire point of them being a third party is so that they can know the whole situation.
No, the people who know the whole situation are the people who are like eating pizza with you. Like real life people. People you can talk to at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I haven't heard this.
What?
I don't have that.
You don't have what?
People I talked to at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, people you could call. You have people who love you that much that they would be there for you at 3 a.m. But you're expressing that you don't. You don't want people in your real life to be involved in counseling you.
That's not true, Aaron.
What?
I never said that people in my real life can't counsel me. Literally with
me. Well, it's been a pretty consistent theme. Declaring your independence from the elders and saying that Aaron's trying to harm you and... Yeah.
Like Aaron's trying to harm me.
Thing.
Was harming.
Or that he's harmed you. Like those are things that very much isolate you.
I just can't.
Who harmed you today? I said, who harmed you today?
Huh?
Who harmed you today?
Aaron.
Me or Aaron Bell?
I was talking about Aaron Bell.
Oh, how did he harm you today?
By... characterizing behaviors of Christians in terms that indicate they're either Christians or not Christians.
Oh, you mean you didn't like his sermon?
What about liking it or not liking it?
Why?
It's got nothing to do with it.
Why?
Him harming me liking or disliking his sermon.
Oh, you're saying it was harmful to you because you think that there should be like a middle category?
A middle category?
Like you don't think that he should make it all everybody's either a Christian or not a Christian and you can see it based on their fruit? Like you think there should be a category of people who are Christian but don't act like it?
No.
I guess I don't feel like that theology is that far off from anything that I've heard. All the pastors I've been under since I was 3 years old.
I didn't say that it was bad theology. That is,
well, then how's
that
good theology, huh?
Every single week with the knowledge that he considered me to be not a Christian and regards me that way. I just don't know.
Yep.
So Lucy and Simon are outside? Oh, okay.
All right.
No, I'm in my bedroom. Okay.
Tell
Simon where. Okay. You can go to the bathroom.
Sorry about that. So you're more just upset because in the past he said that you're not a Christian. And so now everything he says is kind of
that is, it's not.
Well, now everything he says is harmful to you because you're hearing it through the filter of something that you guys haven't really worked out from your past conversations.
I've been working it out.
Why?
Okay, buddy. I'll get the
I don't understand why that's not something you can work out.
There's not any lack of clarity about anything. There's nothing to discuss.
What do you mean? You haven't now repented of the things that you were... I thought that you have now repented of the things that you were non-repentant of when he said, made those characterizations. I would think that clears it all up, right?
I don't know.
Okay, Brady.
Not really.
What do you mean? I mean, you would be completely in agreement that you were sinning to his face in front of him when he was asking you to stop. And you have the same theology that he has, that that's not a mark of a believer. So if you've now repented of the things that you were choosing to sin in consistently in front of him.
We sing praise songs.
What?
How the saints being suicidal means I'm not a Christian. I just...
Oh, no. Why would he think that?
It's almost done.
Why would I don't understand why he would think that. Is there any reason he would think that? Hello?
That's just what I think that he thinks, and I feel a little vulnerable disclosing that to you because I know you're going to go back and tell him, so I just...
Well, why wouldn't you just tell him? I don't understand. I mean, why would you not want him to know that? You're assuming that he has a theology that you've never asked him about.
I just want to be dead. actually want to argue about this or anything.
Okay. I'm not understanding, like, why your thing about not wanting to be vulnerable with someone like Aaron who loves you. I don't get it. And I don't get it, making up theologies and ascribing them to him, like, as an excuse to isolate yourself from him.
I don't believe that I am.
You're saying that he believes that suicidal people aren't Christians. That's a pretty off-the-wall thing to ascribe to a person who's never said it. I'm not wanting to argue either, Dustin. I want you to be well and be happy. And at this point, the steps are so easy and so clear. It's this isolation that you're choosing that's going to make it where you can't learn the healthy behavior patterns and communication patterns that you need to reconcile with your wife.
I don't understand.
What?
I don't understand.
I'm saying right now, you're still kind of in rebellion. You say things like, I'm doing everything you asked me to do, but I don't think Aaron would tell you that it's a good idea to do everything that I ask you to do. Like, I think that's a person who actually understands what needs to happen for us to have a healthy family. And for you to have a healthy walk with the Lord. I think he would say, you need to stop just saying, I'll do whatever my wife does. And you need to make decisions yourself that are going to be beneficial to your family. And you need to seek the Lord first. And I'm willing to help you do that. But that's the person that you're running away from, and you're having to make up lies about him in order to excuse running away from him. You're having to make up, he would think I'm not a Christian if he knew I have suicidal thoughts. You're making that up as an excuse to isolate yourself from him, and instead you're willing to be around someone like CA who's going to say, just do whatever your wife says, which is only going to bring you heartache. Because who can carry that kind of burden? That's crushing. Nobody can do it, like, under their own power. But sitting with someone like CA who's going to allow you to get away with saying, I'll just do whatever my wife says, that makes it real easy for you to stay back in those old unhealthy patterns of blame shifting, which is what we've seen come out of the CA model. I'll let my wife decide. And then at every corner you can say, oh, it's because I let you choose whatever you want. You can't complain. Where are you? because I want to make sure you're safe.
What does that mean?
It means I care about you and I want to make sure that you're safe. You matter to me very much. Your well-being matters to me very much. Where are you?
I feel scared that you're going to send the police here.
Do you want me to send the police to you?
No.
Okay. Where are you?
Are you going to?
I don't know where you are, Dustin.
You cannot do that.
What?
You cannot do that.
Well, if you're in a reasonably safe place, then I won't do that. Is that fair?
Okay. I'm at McDonald's house.
At whose house?
McDonald's house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a reasonably safe place. You want somebody to come be with you? Do you have the number for the hotline?
What hotline?
Suicide prevention?
No, but Google force feeds it to you.
What?
No, but Google will force feed it to you.
Oh, okay. And, do you have a list of other people to call?
What?
Do you have people you can call if you're sad? Hello? Dustin?
What?
Does that mean no? I said, do you have people you can call?
I don't know. No.
You don't have a list of people you can call?
No.
Okay. I gotta feed the kids quick. Can I call you back once I get their chicken cut, and I'll help you come up with a list?
I wouldn't call any of the people you would put on my list.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call you back, okay? All right. I'll call back in a few minutes. Bye.